Tantor Audio presents Lusitania, Triumph, Tragedy, and the End of the Edwardian Age by Greg King and Penny Wilson. Narrated by Johnny Heller. Preface. A beam from the lighthouse high atop the old head of Kinsale cut through the May twilight, its arc revealing, then concealing the grisly scene. Pillows, torn clothing, life belts, bits of ornately carved woodwork, dolls, purses, letters, all surged forward with each wave, littering the rocky Irish coast with the tragedy's debris. A lifeless arm appeared now and then, as if waving from the surf. Babies with blue lips and tiny fingers curled in death floated peacefully. Men in tweed suits, broken bones jutting through sickly gray skin, careened in the water. Ladies, still clad in elegant afternoon ensembles, now covered in soot and oil, twisted and turned as the current pummeled them toward land. The scene was ghastly, almost unbearable. A few miles northeast, and a century later, a winged bronze angel peacefully gazes out over Casement Square and Cove, the collection of streets and hills formerly known as Queenstown. Arms outstretched, head bowed, and feet planted atop a sword, she looks down on two sculpted sailors adorning the beautifully restrained monument. A simple inscription commemorates the terrible event, to the memory of all who perished by the sinking at Lusitania. On the afternoon of May 7, 1915, a German U-boat fired a torpedo into the side of British ocean liner Lusitania. 1,198 passengers and crew perished. Enlist, evocative posters soon urged. The tragedy became a call to arms in the Allied battle against a cruel and callous nation of bloodthirsty Huns who killed women.